Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
I know Veronica from Shelton is. Veronica, are you there?
I am here, yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Veronica has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Anna and Elsa are characters in what animated movie?
Frozen.
Correct. Which is the shallowest ocean in the world?
I don't know. Indian Ocean?
No.
Pass.
Which president is credited with bringing macaroni and cheese to America?
I have no idea.
Pass.
Pass.
Blake Lively is married to what Deadpool actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct. What language has the most words?
Spanish?
No.
English?
Yes. Van Halen released their album 1984 on this day in what year?
1984?
Yes. Canada's most notable symbol is what kind of leaf?
Maple?
Correct. Mountain Dew was originally created as a mixer for what alcohol?
Jaeger?
No. I like that you went straight to Jaeger, though. Damn. Veronica, you got 5 correct.
Not bad.
Veronica, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, I think that's more than we thought in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is great. And you know what? Steve has lost twice today. He's clearly off his game.
Can't lose 3 in a row. Can't lose 3 in a row.
Yes, you can.
Has it happened before?
Yes, it has. Thank you for asking.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Anna and Elsa are characters in what animated movie?
Anna and Elsa Frozen.
Yes. Which is the shallowest ocean in the world?
That would be the Pacific Ocean.
No.
The Atlantic Ocean.
No.
The Indian Ocean.
No. Which president is credited with bringing macaroni and cheese to America?
Jimmy Carter, may he rest in peace.
No.
Aw. I thought maybe that was it. Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No. Blake Lively is married to what Deadpool actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct. What language has the most words?
It's got to be English.
It is. Van Halen released their album 1984 on this day in what year?
1984.
How'd you know that? God. Canada's most notable symbol is what kind of leaf?
Maple leaf.
Correct. Mountain Dew was originally created as a mixer for what alcohol?
Vodka?
No.
Rum?
No.
Whiskey?
Correct. Yeah. Scott Stapp is the lead singer of what band?
Creed.
Yes. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out in what decade?
The 70s.
Correct. Wow, you breezed through those. And Steve, woo, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-5.
That's
sorry,
go.
Veronica.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, have a great day. Next time.
Next time, Veronica.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Is that how you start? It's how you finish.
Does anyone know the shallowest ocean in the world?
I mean, it's got to be the Arctic, right?
Sure is, because I think everything else.
Everything else got said.
I was gonna say, I ran out of oceans.
Yeah. The president credited with bringing macaroni and cheese to America.
George Washington.
Thomas Jefferson.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. Not America,
macaroni,
though.
Macaroni. Probably Italy.
And how would we know that? Did he get on a boat with a block of cheese and a bunch of pasta? He goes, I know what I'm going to do when I get to the unit USA.
He's like, I want to create this. And I thank him because that's one of my faves.
People are going to root me on and vote me as president.
And Taryn, Mountain Dew with whiskey sounds amazing.
Mountain Dew with anything sounds awful.
Actually, Mountain Dew with vodka sounds pretty cool.
No.
You don't think?
There's only one way to find out, guys.
Bring them in.
I mean,
Says the girl who's trying to stay dry.
Well, tomorrow's Friday.
It's for research, Danny. That's different.
Got it. And it's not wine.
So it's okay.
I would like to try Mountain Dew with vodka and Mountain Dew with whiskey and see which one is better.
I'm willing to put good money. Well, I mean, I know my taste, so.
You don't even like whiskey. You're not a fair person.
I'm willing to bet that I'll like vodka with Mountain Dew more than vodka with whiskey.
I like vodka and whiskey pretty equally, so I think I'd be the best person to try.
Let's go ahead and pivot and talk about beer for a second, because the men's room is turning 20.
Woo!
And they're celebrating with a new beer, you guys.
And it's awesome.
It is called the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing, and it is now available in QFC stores and Fred Meyer's all over the place. So keep your eyes peeled and know that every time you bring it home with you, you are supporting a local Fisher House, which is awesome. Canadian authorities have released a list of the 911 calls that missed the mark last year, and they are amazing. You're going to hear what they are after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
Canadian authorities put together a list of the 911 calls that missed the mark last year. These authorities are from Saskatchewan, and they put together this list.
Okay.
This is the top 10 reasons not to call 911.
And these are some of the highlights from that top 10.
Let's hear it.
All right.
At number 10, someone called to advise that they didn't recognize someone on their social media friend list.
I wish they would tell us the age. I feel like that's something that would be like my parents' age.
Absolutely.
Like,
you
know, 70s, 80s. Like, who is this person? I should call the cops. Do you ever have that time when you're on social media and someone's post shows up like, who the hell is this? And then you still don't know how or why you're following them. You don't even like have many mutual friends, so you can't even do the math.
So then what's your next move?
Call 911. Of course. In Canada, though.
Obviously.
Number 9. A frustrated individual called to complain that their parents were forcing them to clean their room.
Oh, yeah. I can see Tatum doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Are things okay with Barrett?
Is that a battle for you guys getting...
It's a battle because it takes forever for her to clean it, so everything in my... I just want to get things done, so I help her. But now it's like she just expects me to help, so now I don't help. And then there's like this look of disappointment. It's just a whole thing.
Barrett will get his toys out of like the common areas and into his room, but then his room looks like a bomb went off, and it takes forever to put it all back together.
You're like, how did you do this in 30 seconds?
You're such a small person.
It's impressive.
Number 6. A concerned individual called 911 to ask for help to unlock their cell phone.
I can see Sarah doing that.
Did they call from like the emergency number on the phone, or were they calling from like a landline?
That would be funny if they did the emergency thing on their phone to be able to make it happen.
Funny you went with Sarah, because literally before the show today, she was having almost a breakdown because she got locked out of one of her accounts and I had to go help her.
Oh, like a password lockout?
So if I was like sick, she would have had to call 911. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I will say, when I was in Mexico this past time, I got locked out of my phone like 5 times or something because I just kept entering my password incorrectly. And then it'll shut you down. You need to chill for a minute, lady. And then it'll be like, you need to chill for 5 minutes. And then I'm like, cool.
I've had those moments where that has kind of happened. I kind of reassess. I'm like, do I even need this service? Or just can I be done with it? Just delete the app. I'm just done with this. Yeah.
Number 5, an individual called 911 to report that somebody had thrown their ice cream on the ground.
Okay, that one's legitimate.
Super cool.
F that. Who throws somebody's ice cream down on the ground? What kind of savage does that?
A monster.
Number 4, a caller advised that their cat was being mean to them. They're hoping an officer would come and help with the situation.
That's why I don't.
Their cat was being mean. Isn't that just cats in general? That's what they are. That's their personality.
I don't know if I could ever be a 911 dispatcher if you get those kind of calls. I'm like, you think your cat's mean? Just wait until you hear what I'm about to say to you.
Number 3, 911 dispatchers received a call for a person having trouble with their washing machine.
It is a very frustrating situation to be in.
I mean, it's been about a year since I still need to change the springs in my washing machine. We bought them. I got everything ready to go, and I keep putting it off. I'm like, next week, babe, it's a 2-person job, and we still haven't done it.
So is it working fine without the parts?
Kinda. Sometimes like it doesn't fully do the spin thing. So then it's like I have to like wring out the clothes.
Oh my gosh, you are living in hell. That sounds awful.
It is awful, actually.
Number 2, an individual called 911 asking for help on a math equation as they didn't want to fail their test in the morning.
See, I feel like that happens a lot.
Can't you just go to, like, ask Jeeves?
What? Jeeves?
Never asked Jeeves?
Yeah, were you living in 2006?
Well, Less than that, like 2020 or 2021, sorry.
I mean, I bet Jeeves
knows. Has not been around since 20.
Wow.
She's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Why not, like, ChatGPT or something
that
like that?
That works, too.
And the number one call that missed the mark in 2024. 911 dispatchers received a call from an individual reporting that their tambourine was taken from a party they were at.
I'd be pissed.
No!
The nerve of some people to take a tambourine.
Who's in a party like, I'm going to just take this tambourine. I could definitely use this tambourine.
Who's at a party with tambourines to begin with?
Drunk Steve?
I would definitely go to a party with tambourines.
And you would also probably take it because you thought it would be funny.
If I didn't like the host, I might do that. Yeah, just to kind of be a troll. They're going to just be like so confused when they wake up tomorrow and their tambourine is just gone.
Any better?
I was just thinking, what if it's the Pearl Jam? I would steal somebody's Pearl Jam tambourine.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, not for them.
No, for you.
Yeah.
We know that you're a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see the Summer of 99 tour with Creed and Three Doors Down, where Danny will be front row at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, you have texted and called, and we are finally checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a shout if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, a lot of text messages, first of all, about earlier this morning, we were talking about the top karaoke songs that were one-hit wonders. Is that what it was?
5 iconic one-hit wonders that have become karaoke classics.
So we spun a wheel to figure out who on the show would have to sing, and then spun a wheel on what song they had to sing, and you had to sing Sixpence, None the Richer.
Kiss Me.
Right. Sarah, you did a very questionable job of Ice Ice Baby. Oh.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice back with a brand new invention.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes. I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic with like a vandal, like a stage, and wax a champ like a candle. Damn,
okay, yeah, we're good on that one.
It's so bad.
Then there was T-Dog, of course.
His knee. I love the bearded Farley Knightley.
You kind of had to warm up into it. At first, you sounded like Bob Dylan.
Yes. Yeah.
And then a few people were definitely commenting on how Danny, one person said he did a better job of the Four Non-Blondes than the Four Non-Blondes.
Thank you.
Sometimes when I'm lying in my bed, just to get it all out, just like in the head, I'm feeling a little peculiar. What is this voice he's doing? So awake in the morning, and I step outside, I take a breath, and I get real high, and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on?
That's right.
And I said, hey, yeah. Hey. And I said, hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
To which somebody texted in. This is Danny having a stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's clearly my favorite song.
So that was the best 60 seconds of radio ever, although it felt like 30 minutes.
It did.
So he said, no fair. You had everyone else sing karaoke and embarrass themselves except for Migs. I say you make him spin the wheel for those last two songs, and he has to sing, sing, bitch, sing.
Yes!
Let's go.
Sing, sing. Right.
So what's left?
We have Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
And
the Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Can we spin the wheel?
Spin that wheel, Steve.
Oh, boy. Macarena. What's it going to land on?
Yes! Oh, my God. Barely.
What was your name in Spanish class?
Senor Steve.
Senor Steve.
I don't really know Mexican. I don't really know Spanish.
You know the Macarena, though.
I know the Macarena, but it's not all in English.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you just make it up.
And you got to do the dance.
Well, I'm
going
to do the dance.
No, you guys do the dance. I got to focus on the singing. I don't want to do this, Danny. Oh, my gosh. I have dancers, though. This is pretty freaking cool. So far, it's pretty good. All right. Here we go. I think. Not yet.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, boy.
How long is the intro?
Right.
Here we go.
When I dance, they call me Macarena, and the boys say, que soy buena. They all want me, they can't have me, so they'll come and dance beside me, move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with Boss Dirty. Tell to the cuerpo, a la Macarena, que tu cuerpo, papa, es a la Macarena. Tell her, a la cuerpo, a la Macarena.
Is she speaking in tongues?
Hey, Macarena, hey.
You don't deserve
dancer. Can you read that?
Don't you worry about my boyfriend.
Okay, the boy, his name is Vitorino.
Ha! What the hell are those words?
Spanish, Steve.
Steve, come on. That was the language you took in high school. Come Dig on. Deep, remember.
Dig deep.
You don't
wait.
Hey, Macarena.
You didn't even get that part.
Also, lyrically, this is a very naughty song.
Well, yeah.
Did you guys ever pay attention to the lyrics? I know this is a strange question to ask about the Macarena.
No, we didn't know what they were saying. They were in a different language.
Listen to the woman on this part.
Don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him, he was no good, so I... Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fun.
So she just did her boyfriend's friend.
Yeah, she's cheating on him.
The with devil's three-way.
Yeah. I didn't know this song was so impure.
Her boyfriend's out of town, what do you expect?
It was a national phenomenon back in the day.
Can you read that?
Del a tu cuerpo a la gria Macarena.
What?
Faster.
Del a tu cuerpo a la Macarena.
Can you do it, Danny?
I did.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I've already done this once this morning. I don't need to do it again.
Thanks for putting up with us, Rockaholics. That was beautiful, Steve.
You guys have...
Yeah, you got the hardest one, I will say.
So, do you guys hate your listeners? I don't know why you would make us all listen to your horrible singing. Listening to Migs is like listening to an animal being slaughtered.
Oh, no. There is a great chat online where someone asked, what stats would you like to see after your death? What would you like to know about yourself?
How often I sang the Macarena and sang it wrong.
Rockaholics, our number is 206-803-ROCK. What stats would you like to know after your death? We're going to talk all about this at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
There was this awesome chat happening online where a Reddit user was asking folks, what stats would you like to see after your death? So some of the responses were, how many times I almost died without realizing it.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I think about, have you ever been like on the road and there's like an accident and you're like, and you realize like you ended up leaving later than you were supposed to and you got all frustrated. Like, I can't believe I'm running behind. I'm blah, blah, blah. And then there's like a big accident. You're like, if I left on time, would I have been in that
accident? Oh, yeah. The top five songs you'd listen to in your life, plus how many times you'd heard each of those five songs.
So like one of those like Apple year-end roundups, but for your entire life.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that.
I mean, I think we're getting to that point now. Like Spotify, like it's like kids are getting Spotify younger and younger. So at that point, they probably will be able to do that eventually.
You're absolutely right. Anyone who's like 12, 13 years old, like they'll be able to like, I mean, who knows what the hell will be, how we'll be listening to music in 15 years. But if it's still kind of the same, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
How many times you made someone feel good about themselves without them knowing it?
Oh, every day.
Yeah, course. Right?
Yeah, duh.
And then the number of people who were attracted to you while you had no idea.
Oh, that would just make me depressed.
That would be crazy, especially college and high school.
Yeah.
If you found out like these people that you were kind of pining for, but you didn't have the courage or the confidence to say anything and they were actually into you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that mine's not many, though.
You say that. I bet you there were a lot of ladies.
Oh, yeah, a lot?
Yeah.
Like four?
A gaggle of girls.
Taryn's face is just the greatest, though.
I was thinking about, like, maybe something I wouldn't want to know. Or, well, I guess maybe I would want to know. It was, like, how much money I've spent on something outrageous. You know, like, if it was, like, you know, Sarah and boxed wine and Steve and, you know, coffee. Out or something like that.
I would love if it was, like, my wife and I were, like, notebook style, like, going out of this. If someone walked in and just said, you know, you guys spent this much money on coffee your entire life. And I'd be, like, looking at my wife, like, what?
How did this happen?
Someone texted and said, I'd like to know how many times I've apologized when I really shouldn't have.
Oh.
Or also, they also said, I'd also like to know how many times I did tell my husband about an event or we had a conversation with him and he actually did forget.
Yes!
The truth will be known. Could we see the Seahawks on a reality TV show, Rockaholics? We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Imagine Dragons.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle and Danny V are matchy-matchy.
Look at this, the hoodie team.
Now, you know what happened is I rolled over this morning and I said, honey, put on the matching KISW hoodies.
Mm-hmm. And here you guys are. You look great.
Yeah. Of course, boo. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm picturing the two of you in bed wearing nothing but like Sounders boxers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you have a camera in our room?
Just one Sounders boxer. He'll share it.
He calls me Big Spoon.
Nice. Put one leg in it.
Speaking of Big Spoon, how about Devin Witherspoon from your Seattle Seahawks? Would you like to see him on a reality TV show? Because there's a chance that could happen. As a Seahawks fan, it would be fun to see the Seahawks on the TV show Hard Knocks, but I understand why the team doesn't want to do it because they see it kind of as a distraction. But according to this Twitter page, and I don't know how official this is, but it's spreading and going viral. There's a Twitter page by the name of NFL Nerd, and they reported that four teams could be forced to do Hard Knocks in August of 2025. And those four teams are the Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, Tennessee Titans, and your Seattle Seahawks. Man. Apparently, there's a bunch of rules on whether or not you have to do it or not. Teams are exempt from having to participate under these circumstances. You've appeared on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years. Seahawks haven't done that. You have a first-year head coach. Well, now our coach is going into his second year. And you've reached the playoffs in either of the two preceding seasons. And we don't need to talk about that.
I'd like to see the stats on teams that have been on it and how they've done the following season, whether or not it's an actual distraction.
Yeah.
Or messes them up.
Well, I know Pete Carroll in the past was like, absolutely not. We don't want to do it. We don't want cameras in there. We just want to be left alone. We don't want people seeing what we're... And Mike McDonald has that same vibe. Whenever reporters ask him questions that are kind of nerdy, he's like, I don't want to answer that because I don't want the other teams to hear the answer.
And then he goes, shut up, nerd.
Pretty much.
The lineup for this summer's Bonnaroo Festival was announced earlier this week, and it's going to feature everyone from Olivia Rodrigo and Tyler, the Creator, to Luke Combs. And is it... I never know how to pronounce his name. Is it Hozier?
Hozier.
Hozier. Okay. Yeah.
Where's
is Bonnaroo in Tennessee?
It is in Tennessee. Yeah. I think it's in Chattanooga-ish. Anyway, somewhere near there. I don't know.
Are you from Nashville, by the way? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, no. Also, Queens of the Stone Age, Megadeth, Modest Mouse. The lineup is pretty dope.
Queens of the Stone Age, Megadeth is a show that I would definitely go to.
In.
I also saw that the Insane Clown Posse are going to be there. What the hell is going on?
Family field trip.
Tickets will go on sale today, Rockaholics.
Well, you better hurry up and get our tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, the Kraken are playing tonight. They're off to Columbus to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. As far as weather, 46 degrees is going to be our high. We got some sun today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.